Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Be worthy of our praise. How many glad to be here today? Come on, stand to your feet and let's just give the Lord a thunderous of praise this morning. Amen. As we come together, we honor him in all that we do. This is our celebration of Men Day. So at this time, they're going to come and give us a little devotion. Praise God. You might be seated.
Glory, glory.
The 6th chapter. We're just going to read a few verses and then we'll go on with our program this morning. Galatians, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word.
There comes a time when we all need prayer.
Jesus.
We're living in times right now we have never seen before. Therefore, what I'm saying is we need to pray all the time. We need to be praying without ceasing. So with every head bowed. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, there's once again a time that we can come to you, Father God. We come seeking your help, Father God. There are some who need you for one thing and some who need you for another, Father God. But I know in our walk, Father, we need you for all things, Father God. You're not God of some, but you're God of all. So we need you, Father God. I don't have to beg. I don't even have to plead. I don't have to just ask. You said, ask in your name. Ask in the name of Jesus that you will grant what we need, Father God. So we come today as humble as we know how, Father God, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And not that we want to pray just for New Hope, we want to pray for everyone throughout the world, Father God. There's some in the world, even in the United States, don't have water to drink, Father God. Some don't have food, some have sickness, some have other things. Some have been involved in accidents, some are in jail. We don't have to ask that you go to those places, Father God. You are already there. Told the words, if my people on 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. You told us all, Father, to hear from heaven, give us sins and heal our lands, Father God. We need you right now to heal our lands and heal us, Father God. Some have gone home with COVID, Father God. And we don't know when our time is going to come. But we want to start praying in good times even before bad times come, Father God. We're seeing things today that we've never seen with our own eyes, Father God. I never lived through a time of COVID. I never been without food, Father God. I've been in trouble in my life, Father God. But you had gave me grace. You gave me mercy, Father God. I thank you. We all thank you right now. You don't want to take it upon my own self. I want to take it upon everybody. Be it black, white, brown, or blue. All inclusive in your word, Father God. We don't want to depend on man's word. Man will fail us, Father God. We want to continue to lean and trust on you and ask you to just bless this church as a whole, Father God. Just in guide the men who need this church, Father God. Bless our finances so we can do the repairs of the church, Father God. Bless us as a whole and let us continue to be an example of what other churches ought to be, Father God. Let us be better parents and caretakers of our own children, Father God. Let us set the right example in these times we're living in, Father God. Shoes going on rampant everywhere, Father God. People, a lot of young folks don't believe you coming back. But I believe in myself. We all right here do it. We believe you coming back, Father God. And you're going to rectify all these wrongs, Father God. I got enough sin debt on my own, Father God, to be accounted for. So we ask for your forgiveness, Father, your grace and your mercy. Help me be a better Christian than always the way I stand and carry myself, Father God. Help me be a strong husband for my wife and all of us who are husband and wife and loved ones who are dependent on us, Father God. Help us all to set the right example. And I thank you right here today for this New Hope family, Father God, that we can come together as a family and pray and love one another, Father God. We want to call on the name of Jesus for all those who are in hospitals and wherever they may be, Father God. Traveling up and down the highways and byways. We always say we need you, Father God. Let others see you do create an example of us and they can see you in us, Father. They will be what they see, Father God. That is you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless Pastor Steve, Father God. That's the deacons, the trustees, and every organization in this church, Father God. We need you, Father God. And I ask this prayer in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We thank God for this day. We thank God for watching over us, and most of all, we thank God for keeping us. So many things could have happened from the time we left last Sunday to the time we got here today, but thank God he's kept us. We thank God for being God all by himself. And if you've never been in a dark place, you just hold on. Just wait a minute. Your day is going to come. So those that are going through something right now that has been through some things, just know that God didn't bring you this far just to leave you. Know that God is still watching, and there's nothing new under the sun. It might be new to you, but it's nothing new to the Master. Just hold on. Help is on the way. He's bringing you through some things. Things won't always be like they are right now. Now, some of us had to go through some dark days to get to where we're at right now. So right now, I can shout and say, thank God for bringing me where I was, the way I am right now. We lost some soldiers along the way. Somebody left us alone, but thank God the work they put in has not been forgotten. We thank God for everybody. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'm so glad to be home again. I'm so glad to be home again. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus.
Praise God. Give our miracles a hand as they come.
Thank you.
God. Praise God. Amen. Give him another hand. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Lord, I thank you for being so good to me. Amen. When you look around and see the condition of some others, amen, you have to tell him thank you. Amen. For being so good. Amen. It's just good to be back in the house of the Lord. Isn't it good? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm just happy to see your faces in the place. Amen. Today we give God all the glory, all of the honor. Amen. To our speaker of the hour, Reverend Kitchen. Amen. To all of the reverend clergy in the house, and to the deacons and officers, and to the mothers, ushers, choir members and friends, all of those that might be listening in on social media or in the parking lot, wherever you might be. We just welcome you here this morning for our service. Now, we come to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. We come to give him praise. Isn't it good to have the male chorus in the house? Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Just want to thank all of you that are staying connected with us by way of our conference calls for our Bible studies and our prayer conference service on Saturday evenings. We thank all of you because we know that we're living in a time now where we need to talk to the Lord. Amen. There's just so much trouble in the land. Amen. Not only in the land, but right here in our city, amen, of Atlanta, amen. I was listening to the news the other day where this man had the audacity to go into the supermarket and kill a two-year-old child and the grandmother. You know, times are getting bad, amen. We need to get on our knees and talk to the Lord, amen. I think I heard Deacon Brooks say in his prayer that if my people, he's talking about us, who are called by my name, amen. If we would just talk to the Lord, it would make a difference, amen. So again, we encourage you to join us on Saturday evenings. We know that you get busy sometimes, but we meet every Saturday evenings, amen, by way of virtual on our conference call. And if you would like to join us, you can do so 701-802-5326. Once again, 701-802-5326, access code 761-3951. Now, that's all on our website, so you can go on there and get all of these, get the access to all of our meetings where you can be a part. I think this is a time when the church needs to stand firm. Amen. If anything is going to change, amen. We know we're going through some things with our voting rights, but we know God is going to prevail. Amen. So we're just asking you to keep praying. Amen. Keep trusting God and do your part. Amen. Do your part to make it work. We know that through God we can do all things. Amen. We want to just recognize the day we have set aside to celebrate Men Day. Men Day. Amen. This is Men Day. All of the men stand up. All of the men stand up. All of the men. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't that beautiful? Come on, women, give us a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You might be seated. Praise God. We just wanted to celebrate, amen, how the Lord has blessed us and brought us this far. We know that normally they will have a Men's Day program that they will exercise, and we pray next year that they'll be able to do it fully. Amen. Praise God that we get back to some normality. Amen. Once again, and this is going to be the last time I'm going to say this. If you haven't graduated now, then don't expect to hear this from me. But we do want to give a shout out to all of the graduates of 2021 once again. We're so proud of you. Amen. If any is here today, will you stand? Anyone graduated this year, will you stand? Anybody? Anyone? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God for you and wish you the best in your new chapter of your life. Amen. Amen. All right. We know that this is a time we like to recognize all of those that have a birthday in June. Amen. All the birthday babies in June, will you please stand? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday to you. Praise God, praise God. May God bless you with many, many more years of happiness and good health. Amen. All right, we want to recognize those that might have got married in June. If you here, will you stand? Anybody get married in June? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 How many years, Brother Doc? 50. Oh, gracious. Hallelujah. Some folks don't live that long. Praise God. How many years? 46. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing? Did I miss anybody? Oh, okay. Deacon Griffin. 47. 27. Trying to put some age on him. 27. Praise God. Thank God for you and your marriage. May God bless and keep you. Praise God. All right. We want you to continue praying for all of those that are on our sick and concerned list. And we have some that has lost loved ones that are bereaving. We want you to keep them, if you will, lifted in prayer, because we truly believe that prayer still works. Amen. 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 We want you to remember Brother Gene Copeland. He was our lead guitar player that played here many years. Had his sister's homegoing celebration on yesterday in Chicago, Illinois. So please keep him and his family lifted in prayer. And pray for the Jones family and the Hightower family. Deacon Hightower's nephew passed a few weeks ago, and we ask that you keep them lifted in prayer. Please pray for Reverend James as he's recovering at home. He fell and broke his hip, so let's keep him lifted in prayer as he recovers at home. Amen. Also keep Sister Aquila Hackett in prayer. Amen. As she turned 97 years old and her health is beginning to fail her, let's keep her lifted in prayer, if you will. Amen. Deacon Rivers, let's pray for him. The passing of his sister, Carolyn Rivers. Amen. And keep his nephew in prayer, Alfred LeBrandon. Amen. He's diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So please keep him lifted in prayer. He's in hospice at this time. Amen. Keep praying for Miss Javita Moore, who's recovering, one of Channel 2 anchors, news anchors there. Let's continue praying for her that she will recover. I miss her very much because I listen, to her every day. So she's highly missed. So we're praying that she will be back soon. Amen. Praise God. All right. Also, Deaconess Karen Armstrong. Let's keep praying for her. She recovers from heart surgery. Amen. Sister Angie Smith recovering from her stroke. Also, my brother is recovering from a stroke. Let's keep him lifted in prayer. Gary Steed and Brother Alvin Houston recovering from heart surgery. He's here today. Praise God. We're glad to see him. Amen. Keep him lifted in prayer. Let's pray for Deacon Dorsey Johnson. Amen. Keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. Well, let's pray for one another. Amen. Pray for one another as we go through this life, we need one another. Amen. Praise God. So let us pray, amen, that God will give us strength as we continue to do his holy and divine will. Once again, we thank all of you for your tithe and your offering that you've been sending in, that you've been sharing with us. If you've been here, we thank you so much for your dedication and for how you has blessed us over the last year. Amen. Last year plus, I should say. Thank you so very much. Amen. All right. God bless you. Keep all the rest that are on our prayer and concern list in your prayers. Amen. For we still trust in God that he will work things out for their good. Amen. Good to see these deacons over here. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. And all the mothers in the house, we're just so glad. Sister Bea, good to see you, darling. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. Y'all ready for some more good music? All right. This male chorus is going to bless us again. I don't know how many songs they're going to sing, but after they sing, we're going to hear from heaven. Amen. And we have an awesome speaker today. Amen. One that we know can preach, can teach. And then on certain occasions, he will sing. Amen. Reverend Everett Kitchen, let's give him a hand. Amen. He'll be the next voice you hear after this meal chorus has blessed us. Amen. Give them another hand, if you will. Oh, I forgot. Let me forget because I got to go home. Give First Lady Steed a hand. Hallelujah.
Play.
I got the love of Jesus. Yeah. I said, I got the love of Jesus. Yeah. If y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, yeah. Can you hear that? I got the love of Jesus. Yeah. See, it's been a long time since I came to church, y'all. But I've been at home praying for one thing about it. When I step up with this sanctuary and see y'all smiling, baby, that makes me have joy. Joy. Well, I got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Makes me love everybody. Give me a brand new start. Lord, the love I know can bring joy down in my soul. Well, I got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Well, I got the love of Jesus. Come on, fella, y'all know this. Down in my heart makes me love. They back, yo.
Amen. You ought to come on and give God some praise. Amen. How many know that God is worthy? How many believe God is worthy? If you know God has been good to you, come on and give God some praise in the house today. Come on, you can do better than that. I know people that cannot clap their hands. I know people that cannot stomp their feet. And we got the audacity to sit down on God. If you can clap your hands, come on and give God some praise. He's worthy of all of the praises. Amen. We give honor to God, who is our Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit, again, who is our comforter and our guide, to my pastor, Dr. Steve. Amen. To all of these ministers, to all of these deacons, members, and friends, and to my lovely wife, amen, Sister Kitchens, amen. Truly, it is a blessing to be in the house of the Lord, for God's word tells us that this is a day that the Lord has made. And he has told us to rejoice and be glad in it. So it's great to see all of your smiling faces. I must say this. I mustn't hold you long. I know we got to be out around 12. And you can rest assured I'll be done. Amen. I will be done. Amen. We have a great word from the Lord. I must say this. I am elated. You may be seated just for a moment. I am elated to, for over some 20 years now, being in the presence of many of these men here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. one being my pastor, Dr. Steed. Amen. And then it goes on down from there to the deacons, those that are on the executive board, and those that make the life in this church very easy. And I'm happy to be among all of these brethren that are here today. Amen. I laugh with them. I've cried with some of them. And we've shared some good moments in good places and good times. Amen. And I'm just so grateful to be among a great group of men. You ought to give these men a hand clap of praise. Amen. I've learned a great deal from my pastor. Amen. And the humbleness of him and the way he is. I've learned how to be submissive. And when I say submissive, I've learned how to understand that I need to be a follower when it comes to the leader being the leader. And when you know that, and when you know that, hear me out, church, when you know that, God finds favor with you, and God honors that. He says, I will do the exalting in due time. All we got to do is humble ourselves under his mighty hand. So thank you again, Dr. Steed. Amen. I shared with the deacons. Where's Deacon Ray and Deacon Dillard? Where are they at? I shared with them. I told them, y'all clear this with your pastor. I say, make sure that he knows. He was out of town a couple weeks ago. Make sure it's okay with him. So I don't want anybody getting upset. Amen. If so, y'all talk to Deacon Ray. Amen. Pastor. Amen. Amen. But I'm happy to be here today, and I thank God for this privilege and opportunity. There is a word from the Lord, and it's found in the Old Testament here in the book of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, the Old Testament, the Old Testament, amen, the book of Jeremiah. Some of us call him the weeping prophet, amen, amen. The book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. When you get time, read the entire chapter. Read the preceding chapters before that. It will let you know things about the people of Jerusalem, the people of Judah, and how they were turning their backs on God. But in reference to our lesson today, we want to look at beginning at verse 5 through verse 10. It reads, thus saith the Lord, curse is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Verse 6 says, he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and he shall see, underline see, not any good that comes from it. But notice what the word of God says, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. In other words, they will live in a desert, but the desert would become so barren they would not be able to handle it. Read on. But it goes on to change the story here. Sister Stiles, it says in verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will always stay green, even in the heat, y'all. And will not be anxious, underline anxious, in the year of drought. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, listen to what the Lord says. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. We want to use as a thought, stepping into your own destiny. Today being Men's Day, stepping into your own destiny. Elder Bradshaw, walking with God involves the deliberate choice to immerse ourselves in his ways. Are you going to pray with me? Those, Dr. Steed, that serves in ministry can never operate out of fear. Y'all ought to help me now. And intimidation. I've learned something about fear here just in my brief life. Sister Kitchens, you can have fear and run, or you can have fear and rise. Are y'all gonna pray with me? I've learned one of the attributes of the enemy, of Satan, is to keep us in fear. This came up in Sunday school this morning. God has not given any of us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Are you gonna pray with me? I've learned that you can forget everything and run fear, or you can forget everything, Sister Bostic, and rise. When you rise, you allow God to take control of every aspect, every attribute of your life. Now, I might add, if you leave here today unsaved, it's too bad. And I tell you why it's too bad. Because you can't go into the presence of God and say you have not heard the gospel. Are y'all going to pray with me? I've learned that there two paths that lays before us in the challenging of stepping into our own destiny with God's help. There are two paths. Number one, God's way of obedience. Are y'all praying with me? And then the way of rebellion and destruction. Or I believe I need some Bible readers here. Remember when the children of Israel, let me refresh your memory just for a moment. When the children of Israel got so rebellious, remember when God called them a stiff-necked, rebellious people, all because they didn't want to adhere to the will of God. So God allowed them to stay in the wilderness and suffer in the wilderness because of disobedience. Are you praying with me? God's way, number one, of obedience. Men, it can be also a way of rebellion and destruction. But now note something here. Note something here, Brother Mabry. God is known for taking the ordinary and making it the extraordinary. Are y'all praying with me? Throughout scripture, he used Deacon Brooks' ordinary men to affect his kingdom in ordinary ways. Are y'all praying with me? Well, Kitchen, I really don't understand what you're talking about. I really don't understand. Can you help me just for a moment? Well, I'm glad you asked. Jacob, oh, y'all ought to pray with me, who was known as a deceiver. God used him to father the Israel nation. Read the book of Genesis somewhere around that 27th chapter, 28th chapter in the book of Genesis. It'll talk about how Jacob was a deceiver. Notice here, in that same book, the book of Genesis, he took Joseph, who was known as a slave. I'm talking about the ordinary into the extraordinary. Brother Jackson, he used Joseph as a slave to save his own family. Are y'all praying with me? Use Moses, who was known as a shepherd in exile. He used Moses to lead the people out of Israel's bondage back in the book of Exodus. God is known for taking the extraordinary, ordinary, changing it into the extraordinary. Notice here, he used Peter as a fisherman. God used him as a leader of the apostle early church. You remember it was Peter that preached his first sermon on the day of Pentecost. And the Bible records that there was some 3,000 souls that were saved. He used David, who was known as a shepherd boy. God used him to be Israel's greatest king. So don't tell me God cannot take ordinary people and use them in extraordinary ways. Are y'all with me? Each of these men had a responsive heart, ready to hear and obey the will of God. So what's in all this? So in order that we may step into our own destiny. That's how come I said earlier, you got to learn how to run your own lane. That's what's wrong with too many of us. We're trying to run somebody else's lane. God didn't bless me to preach like T.J. Jakes. He didn't bless me to preach like Pastor Steve. God gave me the authority to preach in a manner that is worthy, not of giving people the glory, but giving him the glory. Are y'all praying with me? Men, sometimes we have to take a stand as men and not be the lagging. Are y'all praying with me? We got to lead in a way that our wives can follow us. We got to lead in a way that our children can follow us. We got to lead. Young man asked me on my job the other day, he said, Kitch, I've been there now this year in October will be 38 years. I'm on my way, Sister Daniels. I'm on my way. If it gets rough, it's going to happen. I'm not going to take anything extra now at this point. But I'm trying to make it to 40. And once I get there, one young man asked me, he said, Kitchen, how have you been here for so long? I had to explain to him. I said, it ain't me, son. I say, you young, you just getting started, but I say, it's the Lord. And when I talk about the Lord on the job, they don't want to hear that. But I tell them, I say, it's God that has kept me. And it's nothing but his grace. Somebody say grace. Men, it's nothing but grace that has brought you thus far. And it's grace that's going to lead you further in this life. Grace. There are two things, and I got 10 minutes. There are two things here that's involved in taking the extraordinary and making it the ordinary. Notice here that there are two prerequisites that's involved in this church. It's the Almighty God and it's man. When you say man, you're talking about men and women. It's a conglomerate of all of us working together. And in that, we have a covenant relationship. And in that covenant relationship, we have vowed that we promise to make an agreement. You do know that a covenant is an agreement to do something or not to do something. We have vowed that we're going to be obedient to the will of God. So what happens out of that? God becomes the extraordinary. We become the ordinary. And in order for the ordinary to work and flow in the capacity, the extraordinary has to reach down on the inside of the ordinary. Y'all ought to pray with me. Men, I must say this. We can't even pull up our britches without God giving us strength to do so. Y'all ought to say amen. Huh? We can't even put on our glasses without God giving us strength to put on our own glasses. We can't even bathe ourselves without God giving us strength to bathe our own selves. In the Bible here, the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, the people of Judah are in trouble. And they are at a point now where God is tired of all of the foolishness that's taken place. And in so, the Bible says here in chapter 16 at verse 21 of Jeremiah, therefore, behold, I will once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand, my might. And they shall know that my name is Lord. Oh, that's shout news right there. That's shout news right there. Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand. Somebody say the Lord's hand. I will cause them to know my might, the Lord's might, and they shall know my name. That's why I say, men, we can't do nothing without God giving us the strength to do so. Judah, so many times, like many of us, got hard-headed. Huh? My mama used to say, I'm going to feed you out of a long-handled spoon. I didn't know what that stuff was. Huh? And I still don't. But I remember her saying that you got to change your ways if you want to live a long life. And I always think about this. Without God, life really has no purpose. If you read the purpose-driven book by Rick Warren, it'll let you know that without God, life has no purpose. And without purpose, men, life really don't have no meaning. Are y'all with me? Huh? We're just here just to be here. But I discovered a long time ago, we all got a purpose. And that purpose is involved in the plan of the Lord. It's not in our plans. You may not have come here the way you thought you should have. You may not have gotten to where you are. You may not live in the house you want to live in. You may not drive the car you want to drive, but it all revolves around the plan of God. Are y'all praying with me? I'm done. Let me talk to these men, the people of Judah. Got so rebellious, they got so stagnant in their attitudes, and they got so uprouted in serving other gods, until God was going to bring destruction upon the people of Judah. But in this, he says here, look what Jeremiah says. He says, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man." In other words, in his own human strength, and makes his flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Men, I stopped by to let you know, and I left my handkerchief somewhere. I stopped by to let you know what makes a real man. What does a real man look like? How does a real man act? What are some characteristics, Sister McGee, that makes him amongst an average man? And Sister McGee, I heard you last night in prayer meeting that at the end of your life, all you want to do is hear God say, well done. Are y'all praying with me? I got on there late, but when I heard the well done part, it lets me know that sooner or later, we all are going to stand before God. And guess what's going to happen? He's going to judge us according to our good deeds and according to our bad deeds. But now men, and I'm done. Our culture tells us that at best the role of a man is to put his nose in the grindstone and after that finish school, get a job. Huh? That's what culture says. Our culture tells us that the mark of a man is how much money he makes and how many toys he acquires. That's what culture says. Huh? Our culture tells us that financial achievements means that he has a successful life. But now, let me bust your bubble. It does not matter what color you are. Somebody ought to pray with me. Mark, it doesn't mean if you're black. It does not mean if you're white. It doesn't even mean if you're green, yellow, purple,
or red or whatever color you are. I stopped by to let you know that the black man, as well as the white man, got to get to Jesus. Somebody say amen. I don't care what denomination you are. You can be Pentecostal. You can be Baptist. You can be Holiness. You can be Methodist. You can be Catholic. But whatever it is, they got to get to Jesus. Somebody ought to say amen. Huh? It does not matter if you're rich. It doesn't matter if you're poor. You still got to get to Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus is the source of all of our beings. Jesus is everything that we need. It's all about Jesus. Give me 5 minutes, Deacon Jackson. I know time is drawing close. Give me 5 minutes. But now, if you read, I'm going to let you read the rest of it when you get home. Verse 7 says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Y'all missed that? Blessed. Man, y'all ought to be jumping right now. Is the man who trusts, somebody say trust. They put their confidence in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. So what does a real man look like? A real man can be displayed like Jesus was. The songwriter says he's a rock. Somebody ought to help me now. In a weary land. Ezekiel said he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. John says he's a bright and morning star. I heard somebody say he's the bread of life. Y'all ought to help me. I watched him say that must Jesus bear the cross alone and all this world go free. Deacon Brooks, there's a cross for everyone, and there's also a cross for you and I. But my part of that song, Pastor, is the consecrated cross I bear till death shall set me free. And then go home my crown to wear. There's a cross for everyone, and there is a cross for me. I could hear my granddaddy singing that years ago. This all about the cross. Men, being real men, it was Jesus. And I'm taking my seat. That when they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall, he just kept on marching up to Golgotha's hill. And when they got him in the Golgotha's hill, they stretched him wide. They nailed his hands. They nailed his feet. They put a crown of thorns around his head. Somebody said he died on Friday. But let me recall, it was Friday when they placed him on the cross. He hung there all day Saturday. Somewhere all night, Saturday night. But early, somebody say early. I'm talking about the real man. On the third day morning, he got up with life-saving power. He got up with resurrection power. He got up with power to make you walk right. He got up with power to make you talk right. He got up out of that grave with all power in his hand. Life-saving power. Power to make us walk right. Power to make us talk right. Power to make us love right. Men, we've got to be leaders. We've got to stand where God had Jesus to stand. Whether it be on a cross or not, Jesus is that man. He is the real man. And my brothers, I'm talking to the brothers now. I'm talking to myself. We ought not to think that when it comes to making a big decision, that we are weak. We are strong brothers and sisters. And sometime in making decisions, it's not going to always be agreed. But if you stand on the promises of the Lord, you can rest assured you're not standing by yourself. I've learned, brothers, and I'm taking my seat, Pastor. I've learned that had it not been for God, that was on my side, I'm not sure where I would be this day. It was because of his loving kindness, his tender mercy, he allowed us to be where we are. Perhaps there are those that are in the audience, there are those that may be listening in. I want to offer Christ to you right now. Some years ago, there was a preacher who shared this with me personally. Said if Jesus would come and pose himself right in front of you and ask you the question, why should I let you into my kingdom? What would we say, or how would we react? I say that to say this, while the blood is still running warm in all of our veins, I want to offer Christ to you right now. Tomorrow may be too late. The next minute, the next hour, we can walk out of these doors. We can be driving home. And it may be our last time. We don't know. But the good thing about it, there is a heavenly home prepared for all of us that believe and put our trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would that be one today, Dr. Steve?
If there's one today, this is your time to give your life to the Lord. If you're seeking God today, everybody close your eyes. If you're seeking God today, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. If you have not been saved, just raise your hand. Raise your hand. Thank you. Looks like everybody is saved and here today. But you might be out there in your cars, at home, wherever you might be. This is an opportunity that you shouldn't let go by, because tomorrow is not promised to us. The old saying goes, we're here today and we're gone tomorrow. So at this time, if you desire Jesus and you want to accept him as your Lord and Savior, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer today, you are saved. The Lord has forgiven you of your sin. And I suggest to you to get into a Bible-believing church where you can further your wisdom and knowledge in the Word of God. But don't let this moment pass you by. Accept him as your personal Savior. As Elder Bradshaw get ready to come now and pray for our sick and our shut-in and all of those that might have situations that they can't handle, God can do all things but fail. He's a God that will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Never sleep, never slumber. And he simply says, casting all your cares upon me.
Yes, Lord.
Because I care for you. If you are here today and you want to be an intercessor for somebody, just stretch your hand toward the altar. It might be for you. Thank it might you. Be for somebody else. Whatever it is. Believing by faith. Let's pray as Elder prays at this time.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Before I pray, I'd like to, for Pamela and the family, she's back there in the back. Y'all can holler at her, I guess, when service is over. Thank you for your prayers. All of your cards and your telephone calls and your words of encouragement. The going home of her beloved mother, Julia Barclay. We funeralized her in Chattanooga on last Saturday, and there was just so many of you that sent blessings her way. We just want to tell you thank you. Can I just sing me a little hymn? Jesus, keep me. Ought to feel that free to all a healing stream flows from care. There's another verse. Near the cross, I'll watch and wait. find. One day I'll find. Our Father and our God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. All over this church, Lord. Somebody has gone through some things. But I'm glad today that we are on the other side of through. Thank you that you allowed us to be here today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You blessed us one more time. And we're glad to be in service one more time. Lord, you brought us through. And we thank you right now. Some of us had to go through, Lord. You had to lay some of us down. But I'm glad, Lord, that you got the last say. And it's up to you, oh Lord. And we thank you that you looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. You touched us and we got up off sick beds. Thank you, Lord. We got out of hospitals. Thank you, Lord. You took care of our loved ones and families. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You brought us through man's pandemic. But I say thank you. You brought us through your opportunities to let us know that you are still God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord. Have mercy right now. Bless Father God all over this building. Touch, heal right now. Strengthen right now. All over this building and in the cars outside and in people's homes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You laid me and my wife, both us down at the same time, in the same house. But thank you. Thank you. You walked through, Lord, and cleaned it up. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Only by his grace and mercy that we are not consumed. Aren't you glad about it today? Amen. Give our men a hand today, if you will. Praise God. Thank you so much. Don't they look good in their black and red? Praise God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Reverend Kitchen and that dynamic sermon today. Truly, he's blessed us men. He's let us know what our destiny is. Amen. We can't make it without Jesus in our lives. Amen. Give our musicians a hand, if you will. Amen. all our ministers, our deacons, and give our ushers a hand. Praise God for them today. Praise God, our sound technician. We thank them for their service and everyone that it took to make up this service today. We are so grateful for all of you that are here and those that are listening in. Amen. May the Lord continue blessing and keeping you. Amen. Once again, this has been a wonderful Monday. And we thank God for all of those that participated. Amen. Thank you so very much. Diggin Brooks over there who did the prayer. We call him the general. Amen. We thank God for him. Amen. And Brother Barnes for the scripture. Thank you so very much. God bless you and God keep you. Bradshaw, you know you sang a song as we get ready to go home that says, Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good.
You watched over me all night.
Everybody
long.
Stand.
Oh, Lord, I know you've been so good. Oh, Lord,
Lord, I know. Thank you for being here and listening in. Amen. As we get ready to leave you. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, neighbor, I love you. Hallelujah. Love you, mama. Praise God. Praise God.